This is 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley, and I'm joined in the studio by Sarah Bareilles. Hi.
Hi.
Good to have you in here.
I'm so happy to be here. I love this radio station.
You're just saying that.
No, I'm totally dead serious.
Go on.
Okay.
I'll tell you when to stop. Big day for you today. You've got your new album.
Yeah.
Is out today, Amidst the Chaos. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We were just talking, getting set up here, how long it takes to birth a baby like this. And,
right.
You know, I mean, this is a year or two, or, you know, as you're doing other things until this culminates in the right being here.
Yeah, it's definitely a process. There's a long birth canal for something like this, if I can be poetic about it. I've spent the last, you know, almost 6 years now working on a project called Waitress, a Broadway musical that has really sort of usurped all of the time and attention in my life. And actually, as I've been thinking about it, I was really inspired to return to music in this capacity by the election and going to the Women's March for the first time and kind of this sort of awakening in myself and wanting to talk about it.
You know, I hear that.
That it happens.
In the track Armor.
Yeah.
It is it's a rolling ball of feminist knives.
And I
love it. I think I've played it 75 times already here on 88.5 FM, but one more won't hurt. Do you mind if we let that roll?
I'd love to hear it.
This is Sarah Bareilles out today from Amidst the Chaos. This tune is Armor.
Ever do, oh no, my, 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 my armor.
That's the latest from Sarah Bareilles, Armor. It's from her new album that just came out today, called Amidst the Chaos. Let's go back real quick to the earliest most people heard of you, 12 years ago now, almost.
Oh my gosh.
For Love Song. And since then, album sales in the millions, single downloads, you have to count in the tens of millions range, 7 Grammy nominations, including the Album of the Year, Tony Award nominations for what you were just talking about a little bit ago, Waitress, Emmy nomination for Jesus Christ Superstar. Sarah, they like you. They really like you.
Well, they'll nominate me. That much I know.
That's pretty impressive.
Thank you. It's crazy. I mean, it's so funny. I tend to be a very myopic person. Like, I just, my sights stay really close to the thing that's right in front of me that I'm working on at the moment. And it's interesting to be at a time to sort of step back and take it all in and realize it's been a pretty remarkable ride.
Well, you're not staying in one place long enough to get medals pinned on you. You're doing one thing and then moving on to another. 18 months ago, you were given the Women's Entrepreneurship Day Pioneer Award by the United Nations. You've really kind of become iconic as well as an emblem of all sorts of women's causes.
Well, that's really kind of you. Thank you. It's something, even before I think I really knew how to put language to it, it's talking to young women has been the thing I'm the most passionate about. And I love men too, but I really care about the psychology and the empowerment of young women. And I think kind of rewiring and dismantling so many of those things that just kind of built themselves up inside myself as a young woman. All the times you're told no, or all the times you're made to feel small, or how we sort of diminish ourselves. I love kind of bucking the trend and reminding everybody, but young women especially, to like take up the space, turn up the volume of your voice, and because you have a lot to say. So I love that feels like it's been embedded in my career even before I knew that I was actually doing it.
Well, it's neat. And in the song Armor, you're calling out people that have given you the weapons,
yeah,
so to speak, to, you know, to fight the fight every day. And I think that, you know, that's paying it forward to people who listen to it, and they're going to recognize the people in their lives who have and have given them things to build on. And
yeah, I hope so. I mean, we need each other, right? You know, on every level. And so it's exciting to be, you know, getting a chance and a platform to talk about the community of people who make me feel strong, and then hoping to pay that back and forward, like you said.
we need each other now more than ever.
Right.
And if you thought Armor was a strong statement, wait until you hear this track. Track one on the album is called Fire. And we'll talk more with Sarah Bareilles after this on 88.5 FM.
Door clicks while his wheels start spinning on the pavement. And I go fill the space up where he has been staying. Won't lose much sleep, he never went that deep. Love you, oh you sweet thing. No, I never said that. Let me hold your ego while you get your back packed. Don't take this the wrong way, but when the spade shows up, call it by its first name. We were never gonna catch fire. We'd have burned up in the flames long before they ever rose up high. Someday I won't have to feel the cold that I do now, so I'll I
That song is Fire from Amidst the Chaos, the new album from Sarah Bareilles that's out today. Armor and Fire, you are not screwing around.
That's just one word, one word titles. That's what I want.
T-Bone Burnett.
Yeah.
He's kind of like the good housekeeping seal of you know, producers. Even people that don't know a lot about music know Counting Crows and Roy Orbison and other people, you know, whose careers he's either furthered or resurrected or what have you. Yeah. Tell me about working with him. What did he drag out of you that you might not have volunteered?
Man, so working with T-Bone has been literally a lifelong dream of mine. I was a huge fan of him from my teens. And I actually have a piece of paper, like yellow legal pad paper, that his name is on my bucket list of like things I want to do. Other things on there were sort of less cool. It was like...
Six Flags.
Put horns. cut my hair. You know, yeah. But T-Bone being on there in terms of like a career goal. So this is a really special time to get to work with him. And I look up to him so much. And the thing, there were so many nuggets of wisdom that I took away. But one of the main things is that T-Bone is all about performance, not perfection. He is all about creating an environment in which one will feel creative and free and safe to just play. Mm-hmm. And so there are mistakes on the record. There's imperfections. There's, you know, me trying things and coming up a little short, but it was of a moment and of an experience making music with other musicians. And just, there was something captured on this record. And I really, as an artist right now, the statement I wanted to make was about sort of embracing that vulnerability and the humanity, like hands on instruments where you hear the breath, you hear my fingers on the keys of the piano. It's not glossed over. It's not slick. This is a really organic sounding record. And that was really important to me. And T-Bone is the guy to get you that record.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. You know, you've got, producers like, Jeff Mutt Lang, who will break it down to the note and, you know, get everything to a click track. And that's fantastic.
Yeah,
it sounds great. You know, Cars or whatever.
Yeah.
It's great. But then you have somebody like T-Bone who's just say, let's let it swim a little bit. Let's let it have some swing. And it's also delightful, but it's entirely different.
Totally. I think that I've made a lot of records that were slightly more geared towards precision and wanting to, you know, singing a song 10 million times and comping together the perfect vocal or what I felt was the perfect vocal at the time. And it was so liberating as an artist to realize that it just has to be truthful and it has to be the purest thing you can give in that moment, and that is good enough. Like I wasn't aiming for something other than that. So there was a lot of just personal growth that happened in making this record.
All right, but I want to play one more song in just a second. I got to tell you though, before we get to it, I love the Little Mermaid at Hollywood Bowl. I took my kids. It was so fantastic. It's the best of the you know, movie to musical adaptations they've done. It was just a delight. It looked like you were having a ball.
You think you were having fun? I was having the time of my life. Those were two of my favorite nights of my whole career. I got to put red like extensions in my hair and a giant seashell and sing Ariel's song for thousands of people. Are you kidding me? It was a dream come true.
That's
in front of
the
beautiful orchestra at the Hollywood Bowl. I mean, come on. It was amazing.
That's a magical night. Well, speaking of slightly lighter things. Mm-hmm. Let's sample one more song from Amidst the Chaos. This is track 2 off of it called No Such Thing. This is Sarah Bareilles. The new album is out today, and you're listening to this on 88.5 FM.
I feel you. It's like you're in the next room at any given moment. You could reappear. Thin air, you're out there in it somewhere. If I could only get there, I could breathe again.
All right, there you go. We've given you 3 tracks for free now off of a new album from Sarah Bareilles. She's joining us in the studio. Amidst the Chaos is out today. Is your life chaos? Do you swim amidst chaos daily?
I'm swimming right now. Yeah, I'm. You know, it's been an interesting thing to sort of take it all in this moment. I'm juggling some pretty substantial projects, but I think whether you're doing big things or things that might not take up so much bandwidth, life can feel chaotic. And I think on the macro level right now, at least what I experience, I don't know if you feel this way about your community, but like I see people really feeling the world right now in a deep way. And it's everyone seems to be really trying to figure out how to cope with this low grade kind of panic feeling at all times. I know I have been really dealing with that the last few years. And then, personally, I'm just, I've got a lot of beautiful plates spinning that I'm grateful for, but also in therapy about. So
have people working on it.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example of some of the things. She's got to get on a plane because tomorrow she does Saturday Night Live. On Monday, you've got Good Morning America. On Tuesday, you've got Ellen. And then you've got on Wednesday, Late Show with James Corden. And then on Friday, the talk. Yeah. It's starting, isn't it?
It's beginning. It begins. It's, you know what? I have learned from experience. I'm not complaining. It's really a blessing when you get to have the platform and people are willing to let you share your music on their programs and on your show like this. But yeah, it does. You put some miles on the car, let me tell you.
That's going to be an exciting time. The new album, can't wait to hear the rest of it. I've only heard a third so far. Congratulations on it. And hopefully this fall you'll come back around and play for us. I know you just played at the Troubadour, but hopefully we'll see you again in months to come. What do you like doing when you're not making music?
I love being in nature. I grew up in Eureka, California, a really small town up in in the Redwoods. So I really crave nature. So when I get to come back through LA, I love, you know, going to the beach or going on hikes, seeing friends. I have a lot of friends here because I went to UCLA. And,
sure.
So I love kind of touching the earth in some way. It helps keep me grounded. Long walks. Well, I sound like a singles
long
ad.
Long walks on the beach.
Piña coladas. good food. My tastes are simple. I'm good food, good coffee, good friends, long walks, and like a movie. That's when I really branch out.
Right.
A movie now and then.
A full 2.5 hours to yourself.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, it's great to meet you, and all the best luck with everything that you endeavor to do in the future.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Bareilles on 88.5 FM.